if you like.
Yeah.
Was that any good, though?
It was fantastic. Listen. Coloration between the frontier forces against the newfound creatures that were then thought to be some savage race, but in fact turned out to be the well-known and loved race of Klingonians, now known as Klingons. I love making shit up as I go along.
That was a time travel episode. It's one of my favourite time travel episodes that they did. Yes, you see, the United Federation of Planets have a strict policy of non-interference, but they accidentally travel through time, and then they end up interfering with the primitive Klingon race, which later on, unbeknownst to them, leads to the Federation versus Klingon Empire War of 2321. Oh, I love that episode.
Just going to give Ionix a call. Let's crack on with the show. I actually recorded that, by the way. It was fucking nice.
Bastard!
Oh, I love that shit. Oh.
This is our world now. This is our world now. With the electron in the switch, the beauty of the pod. We explore, and you call us criminals. We seek after knowledge, and you call us criminals. We exist without skin color, without nationality, without religious bias, and you call us criminals. You build a town of bombs, you wage wars, you murder, cheat, and like you us and try to make us believe it's for our own good. Yet we're the criminals. Yes, I'm a criminal. My crime is that. Curiosity. My crime is that I'm judging people by what they say and think, not what they look like. My crime is that I'm outsmarting you. Something that you will never forgive me for. I'm a hacker, and this is my manifesto. You may stop this individual, but you can't stop us all.
I was eating this ice cream today, and it's one of these new fancy ice creams with from like Cadbury's or some stupid thing like that. Mm. And they've got these little popping candy things on the chocolate, like mixed in with the chocolate, so that when it goes in your tongue and in your mouth, it pops, and it sets off tiny little explosions in your mouth. So I was thinking, right? I was thinking, how if you get a whole lot of that fucking thing, compress it into one chunk, like the size of maybe, I don't know, a sugar cube, force it into somebody's mouth and just watch their head explode. Welcome to Hacker Voice Radio. You're listening to us on the 24th of May, 2006. How's life?
Life is good. How is your life?
You know, it's pretty good. The weather sucks. It sucks meatballs.
It's up and down like two kangaroos in the mating season.
Yeah.
Sunny one minute, pissing it down the next.
Let's see if we can call into the PBX and see what happens.
Not much.
No, not much. I love it. It was working all this time, and then suddenly it did not work anymore. See if we can disable this other output. Back, yes. Back, do. Okay. I swear, yeah, we're back on track. So, T-shirt competition is going very well. I've been reading over the designs today. It's been fun reading all these little things that people have been saying. I do like, I'm 13347 and dyslexic. I love that. I really like your T-shirt designs.
Who, me?
Yeah. Just because I sniffed your ports doesn't mean we're dating.
So that's been in my head for a while.
So how did you go about getting all this stuff together? Obviously you got some T-shirt template somewhere, or you scanned the black T-shirt in, and
was very simple.
How?
You will kick yourself when you hear the answer.
Okay.
I typed into Google T-shirt template, and the image bit, and it came up. Result number one: here's an outline of a T-shirt. Thank you. I'll have that.
You lead hacks, or you?
Oh, yes. It took me ages to do, all of a minute. But, yeah, I thought it would kind of look better or work better if I showed it on kind of a T-shirt template.
Yeah, totally.
Hello, and welcome back. Voice Radio PBX. Press 1 to call the studio. Press 2 to join a conference.
What should we do? Should we call the studio? And get loads of lovely reverb.
There's too many options. I'm scared and confused. Press 7.
What does that do?
I don't know. I panicked.
While we try to connect you.
I've got like,
Hello.
Ooh, hello.
Hello.
I'm hearing voices.
Whoa.
Did Lyle speak?
Yes. Somebody's doing that reverb thing.
Yeah, it's doing that for me a bit as well.
I'm just gonna go. And I hanged up. That is, the gay.
I'm not entirely sure what went on there.
I don't know, it was like... It was like somebody trying to do a shit and recite, something very important.
Oh, come on, we've all done it.
Yeah.
Bit of Shakespeare on the bog.
Yeah, somebody's just left me a voicemail.
Ooh, let's listen to it.
It sounds like more of that weird crap.
Hello?
Hello? Haha, it's definitely not me that's doing that. Can you hear that? It's like...
I can't hear shit. I can hear you.
Yeah.
Can't hear anything else.
Hello?
fuck him. Yes.
What? What was that? The conference on the PBX?
That's right, yeah. So it was working fine, and then I jumped on, it's like all this mad fucking chaotic... I don't know, it sounds weird. Look, let's hear it again.
Yeah,
just for the sake of entertainment.
Hello and welcome to Back Voice Radio. So press 2 to join. Press 3 for caller ID.
It doesn't let me skip it.
Press 4 for the weather. Press reach Ionics, press 6 or dial a payphone.
Dial a payphone. Let's not dial a payphone. Let's go into a conference. Come on.
Please hold while we try to connect you.
Late echo. Oh,
hello.
Hello.
Hey, you're a bit loud.
Yeah.
It does. Hey, conference people.
Oh, we've got a conference.
There's some weird static in the background.
I think that's Nagster.
Nagster?
Are you sure?
I don't know. It might be me.
Let's spin the blame wheel. Who's it gonna land on? I love that shit.
Yep.
I'm gonna go again. Oh, that's horrible. We'll let people sort that out, you know. I got plenty of time to waste.
We have all the time in the world.
Oh god, I've been looking through my icons on my desktop lately, and I found, I found that, you remember that intro we used to have?
Oh, we've had more intros than I've had hot dinners.
You know the one...
And that's quite a lot.
Let me see if it's this one. It's obviously not that, seeing as it's just crashed my computer. No, it's fine. Oh, I love this. I don't know if you've seen this before, but it was like a little show, movie thing, all over the internet. Like, you know, contraband.com had it, various other kind of wasteyourtime.com websites had it, and it was about, it set out this kind of business theme of like a group of people that they're in an office, and it's all about like pork production, like how many pigs they can like push out and stuff like that. And it was very weird. It had like overlays of like pie charts and stuff like that, and funny. It was filmed in a funny way, but for some reason every time after that, that kind of theme music, as you can hear in the background, has been used like non-stop for anything that's commercial based. Now I'd urge people to find this, track it down. I don't know what it's called, but if they're interested in hearing about it, then just grab a hold of it from me. I guess I can stick it up and somebody can download it or something like that, but it's pretty cool. It's very freaky because it turns all fucked up at the end. It's like they all start killing each other and mad shit like that. Have you?
Very weird.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea whatsoever.
Good. Yeah. So what did you think of yesterday's Tech Tuesday?
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. Yeah. I only wish we were still doing kind of the old format where we could go on for about 4 or 5 hours. Because I think there was a lot to... cram into 1 hour for our man Ionics, our man in the States, yo. Yeah, bloody brilliant. He did really, really well.
He did.
But it's one of those subjects where I think you can really talk about. And I dropped off the stream and just listened to it. I was like, oh, bloody hell, I should go to that site. And I want to set up my own Asterisk server and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think everybody was like, okay, I'm going to do it. And they're like, how long does it take? Well,
months.
For somebody that's never had any experience with it, I'm not trying to put you off or anything, but like, I don't know, how much time do you have?
I know, I wouldn't even know where to begin.
Yeah, I can be a bitch, but there are different kind of things out there to actually help people out. There's like Asterisk on a live CD. There's Asterisk at Home and different kind of distributions that are designed to make it as simple as humanly possible to run an Asterisk server, which is great. It really does help people out. But still, It is a bitch, nevertheless.
I think you got to know your stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. Didn't you want to send me a link to kind of a video podcast?
Never.
I never sent you any links, officer.
Yes, I did, about Asterix. I sent it to Ionix, to you, and to everyone who was interested, because I thought it might help people out in setting it up.
Yeah, definitely. I never watched it, unfortunately, but I've still got it bookmarked somewhere at work, because I thought that's a fantastic idea, an actual video podcast that will kind of take you through it week by week and say, right, here we go, lesson one, we're going to install it, we're going to do this, lesson two, we're going to configure it, and
yeah.
Lesson three, oh fuck it, stop working, probably. But yeah, I'll have to dig that link out and go through it all again, because it is a subject that really grabs my attention.
Mm. And, you know, cool. The best thing about it is that you can just go, oh, well, I can do this for my house, or I can do it for my company. I wouldn't totally recommend, going straight into your company and go, yes, I can do this, pay me, and then, you know, 3 months down the line, scratching your fucking head.
Yeah.
Tearing the fucking Cat 5 cables apart. And then committing suicide, which is what happened to me. Obviously, I'm still alive, so the Cat 5 did break.
You're trying to hang yourself with Cat 5?
Yeah.
You noob, you need Cat 6.
Cat 6. Wow, darling.
I don't even know where I'm going with that, but yeah. Yes.
I love the fact that everybody keeps on asking for ways to call in, and like Ionix has been copy and pasting that list of of all the possibilities of being able to call in to the Asterix server over and over again. Like, so is there another number that I can call in through other than this? Copy and paste. I thought that was hilarious.
You should actually set up one of those bots in IRC where it detects the words, how can I call in? And it just spews it all out.
Just kicks you off the channel immediately. And obviously the reason is, read the fucking contact us site bit thing in there.
Yeah, there is a contact us site. There is a contact us section on hackervoice.co.uk, and it is brimming with information.
Yeah.
I think actually we probably need to update some of that. I mean, we've still got Scobie's address on there, and I think his cell phone number by the looks of it. It's not been around in ages.
No.
So I don't know if he wants random calls when he's working on his new game that he's working on. And hey, what are you doing on Hacker Voice Radio? Nothing. Go away, I'm busy. Click.
Yeah, I've... guess what? I've got some wicked news. I've been playing around with the redesign of the website, of our main website.
Ooh.
It's looking really sweet at the moment. It's like very dynamic. You can, like, let's say you were, I don't know, let's say you were on the articles page, and it would look like just as it is now, with like text and stuff like that, with like a title, text, whatever. And if you logged in as an admin, you'd get like a little pop-up window on the left-hand side going, you know, edit, add, make, article, whatever. So you drop that, you quickly type an article, click submit, and it pops up there. It's very dynamic. It's very transparent to the viewer of the website. They can't tell that that's right there. There's loads of stuff going to be added for the actual episode... episode listings. So now we'll have the, you know, the time, date, how large it is, all done dynamically, as well as you can add like descriptions of each episode, which can be done on a permissions basis. So we can assign, you know, 5 people to do that for us, or whoever wants to contribute to that and just, you know, sit there. Well, they talked about Cox, you know. 14.5 minutes on Bilal said he hated Tony Blair and all that stuff. So, yeah, I think that'll be really cool.
That sounds sweet, but yeah. I think, thinking back to some of the old episodes, we could just set that up so it just has pretty much the same content description for every one. There was a bit of swearing in this episode. We talked about some stuff that was in the news, and the government is bad. Copy to all.
So we've got that setting up, and many thanks to Shaman, because he's been working on that. I can't say too hard, but he has been working on that. He's fantastic, and he wants me to break it every time, so I've been trying to break it, and I managed to. I think the first time I was like, I can't log in. It's not working. It's not. What happened? Oh, I think I put the wrong password in. So, yeah, it's really sweet. I mean, he has. I think, you know, as far as a simple CMS, cool. You know, he's done that. As far as getting it to really interface with the whole theme and the kind of look of the website, fucking ace, mate. It's really there. You know, you can. There's going to be a change, but it's going to be a change for the better, and it's not going to be. It's not, you know, we're not going to the kind of full CMS, all that crap, because I don't really like that. I want it nice and simple, nice and plain, and I think it's really fucking done it now.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So I hopefully we can get the source code of that, because he's still got it, and get like a test website set up. And then, obviously, within a certain amount of time, make it live, really. I think that would be awesome. I've just been asked to call back into the conference. Come on.
Hello, and welcome to Back Voice Radio. Play Funky Town on that thing.
2 to join a conference. Press 3 for caller ID readback.
Come on.
Press 1 to call the studio. Press 2 to join.
Work, damn you.
3 for caller ID readback. Press 4 for the weather. Press 5 to reach Ionix. Press 6 for dial a payphone.
2. Come on.
Hello and welcome to Back Voice Radio.
Oh god.
Studio. Press 2 to join a conference. Press 3 for caller ID readback. Press 4 for the weather. Press 5 to reach Ionix. Press 6 for dial a payphone.
What's the option to speak to technical support?
I think that's 0, but that's not working either.
Stop hitting your phone. It's freaking the computer out.
I can't help it.
Have you broke it?
I think I've broken it. How do I put this in IRC? Lots of A's and an H. It's not accepting DTMF. Oh dear. I think it's broken.
Uh oh.
So, have you seen that in the news, mate? That weird thing where that guy's been saying how different obviously different aspects to operating systems and all that crap are like organisms.
Only because you posted it. I've not actually gone through all of it because that's quite a post there.
Yeah.
Give us the rundown though. What's the general theme of it, the idea?
Well, the way I've kind of interpreted it is that I think what he's been trying to get at is that he's obviously like a scientist slash computer IT person slash biologist, is that with a kind of monoculture of copying of the same kind of system, like you would if you were, let's say, you know, in a tight-knit family, as in you married your cousin and your cousins and all that kind of shit, and
then
if you were of the redneck association
persuasion
if, you know, your mother's your sister's your brother's your father sort of thing, you're probably running Windows. No offense. So what he's trying to say that is because of the nature of Linux in how much diversity it has, it really does show that when you have an attack like the recent one, which he predicted with the Windows Office kind of backdoor thing that embeds itself in the document file, spread like wildfire and cause so many systems to be vulnerable, I'm thinking that, you know, it is very true because Microsoft doesn't actually conform to a really a standard, and they seem to copy things over and over, so that when there is a major fault, the whole fucking shit goes to you know, the shit hits the fan. And as for like Linux and open source operating systems, because there's so much development and diversity and standardization, it's very difficult to attack it all at once, because you know, if one side went, then all the other would be secure, and if, you know, one part was infected, the rest would quickly adapt. And that is really the nature of Linux, because it's a modular operating system. So that's really out of my words, anyway. I'll read a bit of the article. Dan Gear is an extremely well-respected security expert. When he worries about something, people listen. I've never heard of this guy. One of the things that he has worried about and warned us is the danger represented by IT monocultures. The situation that arises when everybody uses the same software, for example, and therefore everyone shares the same vulnerability to a computer virus or a security threat. Just as the word virus has been borrowed from biology and provides an apt and vivid description of its IT analogue, also does the word monoculture function. Think of the consequence of the Irish potato blight or the wiping out of American chestnut trees, which once numbered in billions and in the forests of America, of American East, and is most extinct as a mature species. Well, last November, Dan wrote a perspective piece for CNET News called Hello Caller.
It was called Hello Caller?
No, somebody just called in. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
Not bad. We're just reading some news.
Ah, excellent. Well, don't let me stop you.
I recognise that voice. That's the voice of the Hacker Voice PBX man. Who is this masked stranger?
Who knows? There's some cat named Ionix. Good times. Go ahead with the news.
Don't want to do it now. No, I'm joking.
So basically, the story here is this guy, he's all about IT, he's all about biology and things like that. It's kind of drawing parallels between the two, where I think you explained it really well in just your introduction blurb there, Belial, where you say if you've got a kind of an inbred situation, such as Windows, or you've got a very diverse one, such as Linux, any attack on either one, if it's an attack on Windows, it could possibly affect every single generation of Windows.
Yeah.
With Linux, like you said, it's modular, so it's kind of more diverse. There's a lot of different distros out there using all different versions of different things, so it might not bring them down. An attack on them could hurt certain parts of them, but not wipe out the entire
race.
Race. I think that's a good idea.
Okay, so if I continue on, as a matter of logic alone, if you care about the security of the Commonwealth, then you are about the risk. Then you care about the risk of a computing monoculture. If you care about the risk of a computing monoculture, then you care about the about barriers to diversification. If you care about the barriers to diversification, I've got no idea what this means, but then you care about the user level lock-in. And if you care about the user level lock-in, then you must break the proprietary format stranglehold onto the Commonwealth. Until that is done, the user level lock-in will preclude diversification, and the monoculture bomb keeps ticking. It happens, as it happens, Dan's bomb went off, not like Bukkake, but worse, with the breakout of the backdoor.ginui virus, a malicious bit of code that Symantec introduced in an alert as follows. It has been reported that backdoor.ginui may be dropped by a malicious Word document exploiting a undocumented vulnerability in Microsoft Word. This malicious Word document is currently detected as trojan.mdropper.h. The fact that Dan's prediction came true can hardly be a source of surprise. Indeed, the only curious aspect of the fulfillment of the prediction is that it took as long as it did for it to occur. The reason, of course, is that hackers like targets that offer the most visibility and drama results, and the biggest, the better. If the target isn't popular, such as Microsoft, then again, it's much the better, and thus it is the more successful the software, the product, the more attractive it becomes to corruption. Now, this isn't a criticism of Microsoft or any other vendor, but they're all crap anyway. But one of the regrettable costs of success. Still, from the end user point of view, it is an added burden onto the value of the product in question. It's still a questionable value. After all, it's one thing to have a target painted on your back and reap huge profits as a cost of doing business, and quite another to pay a premium price for a dominant product and share the same risk without offsetting compensation. Now, I do like that point there. It's also not a surprise that something as proastic as a Word document, I haven't pronounced that correctly, should become the innocent carrier of a bit of malicious code. After all, significant security policies such as those in firms are already blocking JPEG, zip files, and other vehicles known for problem code. But none of these policies automatically block Word documents, Excel files, and such variants. The status of it makes the status of this attractive challenge, as well as the capable of showcasing the chops of whoever whoever hacker can succeed in employing them to pull off a high-level profile assault. And all of which a regular the regular readers of his blog might assume that leads him to a conclusion that has something to do with the ODF files format, a standard that is already supported by four major products. Two of the proprietary products, Sun's StyleOffice and IBM's Work Management Client, and two of the open source, OpenOffice and KOffice Variety. The risk profile between monoculture and diverse IT cultures such as this is very mathematically clear. By definition, even if ODF compliant products as a group were someday to trade marketplace shares with Microsoft Office, no individual user of any ODF compliant product would share the same degree of risk that every Office user has today, by reason of the fact that she would, in I don't know why they put she there, would inhabit an IT culture that is much richer genetic pool, and hence no virus is likely to operate in that level of destandardization at which these desperate products exist. As a result, it is just a species with a diverse gene pool is much more likely to withstand an assault of a new disease and is far better informed than a species of just clones. So also would an IT environment based on multiple installations of ODF compliant compliant clients be more resilient than a monoculture of Office users, and that basically sums the whole thing up.
That was the summary.
That was the summary. Yeah.
Oh God.
So I'm just going to move into the full. No, I'm joking.
What's that, Ben?
Yeah, that's it.
Rock and roll.
So, yeah, I don't know if anybody cares about that, but I thought it was very interesting.
Yeah. I particularly like the application of, like, genetics into computing.
Yeah. I'm just going to go off and have a drink. I just need to grab some water, if that's okay.
All right. I suppose that'd be fine.
Yeah. Are you still there, Planet?
Yeah, just lagging a bit.
Okay. I'm just going to grab some water.
All right, well, excellent. How's it going, Planet?
Pretty good, thanks, man. Yourself?
Well, I'm doing pretty well. You know, you got some things going. You got this PDX system up. Have you had a chance to play with it?
I've not myself, but thankfully we've been playing with it a lot on the show. So I've kind of got the lazy man's way of playing with it, which is just jump on the show and listen to Belial press all the buttons and try and break it.
What?
It sounds pretty brilliant.
It's pretty solid.
I have to say, I think you've done some incredible stuff.
I've actually got a couple things I want to show you guys this evening. I was planning on doing a three-way call back into the system and accessing some of the secret functions.
Oh. Secret functions?
Yeah, some elite stuff. One of the fun ones that I wanted to show off is actually, it's a name and number, or a name and address lookup from any phone number.
Whoa. That's crazy.
Yeah. And I can do it, like, from my cell phone. I just call into the server. Another thing I wanted to show you was like a milliwatt test, which is a test that telephone linemen use. It's at 1,000 hertz, and it's at zero, like no decibel gain, no decibel loss, and it's for testing signal quality along a line. I've got one of those set up on the PBX, but it's just an obnoxious tone that'll play for a minute, but kind of kicking it back. And I have another function where I can access a dial tone and be able to spoof my outbound caller ID, and I'm going to do it all from my cell phone.
that is kind of blowing my mind. That is a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
From
yeah.
a free open source PBX software system. It's incredible.
Yeah, I can also, from the internal dial tone, I can dial internationally from my PBX to my cell phone, enabling international dialing on a cell phone for cheap.
Absolutely mad.
Can it cook your dinner?
Not yet.
Are they still working on that? On that
The home automation thing is actually a project that I do have in the works, but it's going to take a lot of time and money. And honestly, I think after I get to a point of satisfaction with this PBX, I'm going to start tearing apart some of that fidget code and do a little something with RFID.
Yeah, I'm still yet to do anything meaningful with the fidgets.
Yeah, well, I've got the Visual Basic, Microsoft Visual Basic suite on my computer right now, and I've been looking at a lot of the example code and things like that they've posted.
Yeah,
and I think I could come up with an interesting application.
Yeah, it's definitely a very cool toy. I mean, as far as I got it to do, is I got very basic authentication going with it. You know, if card is that serial number, check against database. If it's a match, then do something. I guess that's really all you need. I mean, you really need to do is it reference the serial number of the RFID tag against something in a database, and then obviously with that reference, if positive, then do something. If negative, you know, stick two fingers up and go,
If negative, probably explode.
Yeah.
All right, so what I was planning on doing was calling back into the PBX system from my cell phone with you guys on the line, three-way the call, and show you some of the Uber secret functions.
Ooh, Uber secret functions. So how would we go about what did you want from us?
Just stay on the line. Okay, I'm going to flip over and then initiate a three-way.
Awesome.
A little three-way action, baby.
I love them three-ways.
All right. Give me a sec.
It only takes me a second anyway.
You last that long?
In a three-way. Oh, yeah.
Uber stud. I measure mine in milliseconds.
Oops. That was a good one for me.
All right. The winner, 5 to reach Ionix.
Wait for it.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to that.
Oh, come on. Why are you doing that?
Oh, it's not studio accepting DTMF, is it?
Press 3 for caller ID read.
Oh, I know what I did wrong.
Dial a pace.
All right, hold on just for a second.
Okay. See, listeners, it is very fucking tricky. Yes.
Cool thing is, it kind of sounds like Arnix is talking to himself when he's dialing the PBX.
Yes, I love that.
Come on, you piece of crap, work. I will put you through to France. For 8, I will put you through to Germany. Come on, blow number 2.
What if he presses 5, which is, if you want to speak to Arnix, press 5. 5. Hello, hi. Who's this? It's Arnix. Who's that? Me. Okay.
I think you automatically get certified for that.
Yeah. A nice little jacket. Oh. With a padded cell.
Belt buckles around the back.
Yeah. So, any other news that's kind of gotten your interest?
Very little, to be honest. One thing I did see today was the porno industry have finally come up with a spoof of the Da Vinci Code.
Uh-huh.
Can you guess what it's called?
You mean the Da Vinci Code game?
No, the people in America who make very good hardcore pornographic films.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. They made a porno.
They often do kind of spoof titles of current movies.
I don't know, is it called The Da Vinci Bone or something like that?
They've now done a spoof porno of The Da Vinci Code, but can you guess its porno title?
Is it like The Da Vinci Horn or The Da Vinci Porn or something? I don't know.
Close.
I don't know.
It's genius. It's called The Da Vinci Load. As in, load of spunk.
Yes.
Okay, boys.
Okay, man.
Ready?
Yes.
We're on. Let me get the... See if I'm at the menu.
Hello.
It's all so quiet.
Quiet. Well, that was obviously it. Yes.
What happened is Alex still on the line.
I he is still on the call, but I can't hear him. So I guess either I think the PBX just ate him.
Oh, yes.
Press 1 to be eaten.
Jump.
Press 3 to lose your soul. Press 6 to speak to the devil. I'm sorry, but the devil is not at home. Please leave a message after the screen. Yeah.
We broke it.
Yeah, it's broken.
So I think that's really kind of a good example of how difficult Asterix really is.
Yes.
Even when you have it up and running, configured, going smooth as smooth can be, it will still freak out. And just do its own thing.
Yeah. Have you seen the Da Vinci Code game? Seeing as we were talking about the Da Vinci Code, there's a game coming out.
There is. Isn't it out quite soon?
It's not out yet, but it should be. I don't know when it's out, but apparently it's saying that even before its release, the Da Vinci Code has a lot to live up to. Apparently it's like complete fucking bullshit. I don't see the point of all this Da Vinci crap. I mean, people, please, let's not buy into this bullshit. Come on!
What do you mean, bullshit? It's all true.
It's all true.
It's a factual book.
Buy my book.
Or else.
Or else you will never know the true name of Jesus, which was Alfred. Oh, no, fuck.
Oh, you've ruined the ending.
Yeah.
Alfred Christ.
His wife was that something or another, her name, something, I don't know. And she was like, and all this crap, and she was in the picture, and apparently this happened, and fuck's sake, I'll just make up my own and then write a book about it.
Well, I don't know. I have to say, I think the Da Vinci Code was very well written, as kind of a page turner story. And also, I think Dan Brown, he did do a lot of good research. Now, I base that on the fact that 10 years ago or more, I used to hang around with a UFO society.
Oh,
I used to go.
Okay.
Yep. They were called New Fork.
New Fork.
Yeah, it sounds like New Fork as in new knife or new spoon.
Yeah.
But it's actually N-U... FORC, which is the Northampton UFO Research Centre.
Did you actually see any UFOs?
No, I've never seen anything whatsoever that could convince me beyond a shadow of a doubt that there are UFOs out there.
You just simply weren't taking enough drugs.
Yeah, that's true. I was still quite young at that
time. Oh, man. Yeah, I see what you mean now, dude.
They're coming out. Sounded a bit like Sean Ryder there, I thought. It's coming up. It's there. Anyway. But yeah, I used to attend the meetings of this this local group, and they were plugging a book at the time, this is beyond 10 years ago, called The Holy Blood and Holy Grail, which is the book that Dan Brown is meant to have stolen most of his stuff from. And it's kind of their cornerstone for the local UFO group, about all they believed in and how we've been lied to and all these kind of conspiracies and things like that.
Yeah.
And there was actually a court case where the people who wrote The Holy Blood and The Holy Grail took Dan Brown to court and said, "You bastard! You took all our stuff and turned it into a fiction story and made a shitload of money off it. You know, we're going to sue you." And I think it was actually turned down in the courts.
Ah. I think we've got Ionix back.
He's back.
Yeah. It got overloaded because some people were monkeying around on the conference while I was trying to do this.
Monk.
So
monkeys.
So let's see if this will work now.
Okay. Just ban them. Kick ban. Bitches. PBX is up. Kicked. Yes. Stop fucking around.
PBX, press 1 to call the studio. Press 2 to join a conference. Okay. Caller ID readback. Press 4 for the weather. Press 5 to reach Ionix. Press 6 for dial a payphone. Okay, check this out.
Okay.
You've reached the Consumer Credit Reporting Industry opt-in and opt-out number. For English, press 1. Para español, 2. On this call, you can add or remove your name from receiving firm offers of credit or insurance based on your credit report with Equifax, Experian, Enovis, and TransUnion. A live agent is not available through this number. This process is not intended for businesses or companies.
Just watch.
To remove your name for 5 years, say 1. If you'd like to add your name back, say 2. To permanently remove your name, say 3.
1.
Let's try again. To remove your name for 5 years, say 1. If you'd like to add your name back, say 2. To permanently remove your name, say 3.
1.
I'm sorry, but I'm having trouble completing your call at this time. Please try your call again later. For more information on the options available to consumers, log on to our website, www.optoutprescreen.com.
Doesn't like you, does it?
Damn it.
1. I'm sorry, I did not understand that.
Basically what it does is you can say 1 and it asks you if you're calling from the number that you want to opt out, not get called by telemarketers. You tell it you're not. It asks what phone number you're at. You tell it what phone number you're at. So it says, okay, we got to walk you through the process. It asks, it's like, we need to verify some information. So it looks up your phone number. It's like, is this your address? And then it reads off as your address. You say yes. It says, is this your name? It reads it off, and then you hang up.
Cool.
Yeah. It does read back addresses and names associated with telephone numbers to you. Which is an interesting find.
Can we try out the milliwatt? I'd love to hear that.
Sure. Okay. Just one moment.
Okay.
Press 3 for caller ID readback. Press 4 for the weather. Press 5 to reach Ionix. Press 6 for dial a payphone.
You've reached the consumer credit reporting industry opt-in and out number. For English, press 1. Para español, 2.
I wasn't quick enough with my response.
On this call, you can add or remove your name from receiving firm offers of credit or insurance based on your credit report with Equifax, Experian, Innovis, and TransUnion. A live agent is not available through
5 minutes
this number.
Left, by the way.
This process is not intended for businesses or companies. To remove your name for 5 years, say 1. If you'd like to add your name back, say 2. To permanently remove your name, say 3.
1.
Let's try again. To remove your name for 5 years, one. If you'd like to
one.
Add your name back, say 2.
One.
Permanently remove your name, say 3.
One. 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 Noob.
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble completing your call at this time. Please try your call again.
Is she dead?
I think she is, mate. Put the fucking ear thingy back in your ear.
Freescreen.com.
One. 1, 3, 3, 7.
12.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. 1, 3, 3, 7. Okay, we've got 5 minutes left, I think.
Press 1 to call the studio. Press 2 to join a conference. Press 3 for caller ID readback. Press 4 for the woman. Press 5 to reach Ionics. Press 6 for dial a payphone.
There should be an option on there for live phone set.
That's the milliwatt. Yes. I think we had a milliwatt here before. Do you remember that? Hello.
Who, me?
Yeah. Did you hear that annoying...
I heard the big toning, yeah.
That's a milliwatt. Milliwatt.
Is that what we'd call in the UK, kind of a whoosh test?
Yes.
Oh.
Hello and welcome to Back Voice Radio PBX. Press 1 to call the studio. Press 2 to join a conference. Press 3 for caller ID readback. Press 4 for the weather.
See, I was worried that would be the brown note.
6 for a dial of page.
You try and do a whoosh test and then you poo your pants.
Yeah.
We should do that.
See, for some reason it's not accepting my DTMF anymore. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Doesn't know what.
See, I had to put down on the call.
You've reached the consumer credit reporting industry.
Why have I done
Hello?
That? Yeah. What I'm trying to figure out is...
Me? Is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what I can't understand is why... It's not accepting DTMF anymore.
Over free for dial-up?
Sorry?
Over free world dial-up?
Yeah, free world dial-up.
Try going to the advanced settings and changing, forcing it to pass DTMF in-band.
So if I go to DTMF settings, force DTMF to send in-band yes. Thank you for selecting yes. Your order will be complete in the next 6 to 4 days. Okay, let's try that now.
Please hold while we try to connect you.
Elite.
You are currently the only person in this conference.
Aww, nobody loves me.
I'll meet you in there.
Okay, cool. Ha ha ha. Only for a few more minutes. Actually, we've got like 1 second left, mate. So, yeah, let's close things off. Thank you very much, everybody, for participating. We'll see
Hello.
You again. We're just closing things off.
Oh, goodbye.
Yeah, I'll see you later. Yeah, I'll probably stick around a tad for after show talks. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Sweet.
Good night.
Same place, same time.
Bye-bye.
Ta-ta.
Code Monkey, go to job. Code Monkey, have boring meeting with boring manager Rob. Rob say Code Monkey, very diligent, but his output stink. His code not functional or elegant. What do Code Monkey think? Code Monkey think maybe manager wanna write goddamn login page himself. Code Monkey not saying out loud, Code Monkey not crazy, just proud. Code Monkey likes Beatles, Code Monkey likes Dab and Mountain Dew. Code Monkey, very simple man, a big warm fuzzy secret heart. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey, hang around at front desk till your sweater look nice. Code Monkey, offer buy you soda, bring you cup, bring you ice. You say no thank you for the soda, cause soda make you fat. Anyway, you busy with the telephone, no time for chat. Code Monkey, have long walk back to cubicle, sit down, pretend to work. Code Monkey, not thinking so straight. Code Monkey, not feeling so great. Code Monkey likes Beatles, Code Monkey likes Dab and Mountain Dew. Code Monkey, very simple man, big, warm, fuzzy, secret heart.